You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this month, women's super rugby or picky team, Hurricanes Poa, kicked off their season with a new haka calling out the coalition government, raising concerns about its policies on te reo Māori, and acknowledging he whakaputanga and te tiritio waitangi. Additionally, last week, a school in Palmerston North, Freyberg High School, performed a protest haka to visiting ACT leader David Seymour over his party's policies on te tiriti, education and workforce issues. I speak to haka expert and University of Auckland Professional Teaching Fellow of Māori Studies in Contemporary and Traditional Māori Performing Arts and Language, Paora Sharples, about the use of haka as political expression, how it's been received, and movements led by rangatahi. The women's super rugby or picky team, Hurricanes Poa, rewrote their haka to call out the, quote, puppets of this redneck government, acknowledge he whakaputanga, and refer to toitū te tiriti. Their haka has resurfaced conversations similar to those surrounding the 1981 Springbok tour about whether politics should mix with sports. Where do you sit in this debate?
You know, there'll always be a case for controversial statements to be made, especially using a haka as the vehicle of expression. The very nature of haka is to be controversial, so, you know, to deny or forbid that aspect of it is to, like, deny its true makeup, its purpose and intent. So examples like this that you've seen recently really show that haka can be expressed in many different ways and often political, often controversial.
And with regards to the Freyberg High School protest haka, ACT leader David Seymour has said the students got overexcited from seeing a politician they recognised, to which a student has responded saying this commentary is patronising. What does Seymour's interpretation of the protest say about the government's understanding of te ao Māori and haka, and what do you think it says about how seriously the government receives criticism, particularly from Māori and younger people?
Yeah, I think he was just playing it down there with that statement. At the end of the day, this is a statement that's been made by a young group of people from a particular school that he's visited, and it's another example, I guess, of the feeling that's out there in the community against some of the rhetoric and narrative that's coming through the current coalition government. It's a space where they've felt that they can make that statement. So, you know, other than places like meetings or within Parliament itself, they felt the need to do a haka there and then and express their views. So they took the bull by the horns and they performed their haka.
In addition to that, one of the students spitting at the ground in front of Seymour has been widely discussed in the media with regards to upholding tikanga. Do you think it violates tikanga? What does spitting and haka express, particularly in this context?
Yeah, spitting or tufa is the act of spitting, has been a characteristic and expression of haka since long ago. It sits with other expressions like whakapohane, which is showing your backside, expressing your distaste towards a kaupapa or a person or a particular event. These are all expressions of haka. They're often seen at matatini at the national level, which is the kapahaka at its excellence level. Have you seen tamaiti is often used tufa? So it is part of the haka, an expression of haka in itself. As far as I know, it was done as Mr. Seymour was leaving, and once again they took the opportunity to express their views. But I mean, I can see how it might look to those who aren't versed at seeing something like that. I mean, but if you look at spitting itself, if you go back to the 70s, you know, people got spat out in the face if they didn't like the colour of your skin. That was the reality back in the 70s. It was looked upon as the normal and no consequences would come of it. My father, who was the race relations conciliator at the time, stood up and said, no more spitting in people's faces, especially if you don't like the colour of their skin. So, and that caused an upheaval. But this is, I'm just giving this as an example. Of course, we've come a long way from then. Those were the days when you could get, you know, fired for saying kia ora on the phone. But yeah, this is our history. This is who we are. This is who we were. This is who we are now. And we are still evolving. And it's about working together and working with our tikanga, our customs, and moving forward together.
And we've really seen the strength of the Kohanga Reo generation coming through with both a new generation of Māori political leaders and in emerging and ongoing youth movements. Do you expect to see a lot more activism and criticism against the coalition government to be led by our rangatahi?
Yeah, I would say I wouldn't be surprised, put it that way. I mean, I've been surprised, well, not surprised and surprised of how much there is. And when you think about it, since the coalition came into being, there have been huge amounts of people that have come together, the likes of Waitangi, Ratana, Ngarawahia, Kingitanga. You know, people in that mass don't gather for nothing. It's a real thing that's happening in the community, worried about some of the narratives that are coming out of the government. So in terms of your question, yeah, we have a new generation of raukura coming through who are not afraid to stand up and put their case forward. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some more haka exemplified over the next weeks, months to come.
That was haka expert and University of Auckland Professional Teaching Fellow of Māori Studies, Paura Sharples, speaking about political expression through haka.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.